This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday took up former President Donald Trump's bid to avoid prosecution over his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. Trump's lawyers argue that former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity for their official acts. University of Michigan School of Law professor Richard Lempert told VOA Scott Walterman he believes the high court will rule against Trump.
I think it was clear from your argument that there would be no absolute blanket immunity, that immunity would certainly not extend to any actions that were taken in a private capacity, like running for re-election, as opposed to a public capacity, like using the executive powers as they're intended to be used.
But Professor Lempert said Trump's lawyers likely succeeded in convincing the Supreme Court to send the case back to the lower courts, which would delay the actual start of the trial until after the November election. Chinese state media says U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks with President Xi Jinping in Beijing Friday. The meeting with President Xi came after Blinken held more than 5 hours of talks with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi. The two diplomats discussed a range of issues, including Beijing's aggressive actions in the South China Sea and its support of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Blinken replied that active diplomacy was needed to move forward with the agenda set by President Joe Biden and President Xi when they met in San Francisco in November.
Important to demonstrate that we're managing responsibly the most consequential relationship, I think, for both of us in the world. I hope we can make some progress on the issues that our presidents agreed we should cooperate on, but also clarify our differences, our intent, and make very clear to each other where we stand.
This is VOA News. Officials in the Solomon Islands are counting ballots in a consequential national election that was held on April 17th. It's the first poll since the Pacific country signed a security pact with Beijing, and who wins may well dictate whether the Solomons continues to draw closer to China or Washington. VOA's Jessica Stone reports.
Guadalcanal, Solomon Islands, where Allied forces seized the advantage from the Japanese in the Pacific during World War II. It's now the backdrop for another pivotal struggle for influence in the South Pacific, this time between political parties who want closer ties to China and those looking to engage with Western democracies. Already the vote count shows the pro-China Prime Minister, Manase Sogavare, has retained his parliamentary seat, but his Our Party failed to secure a clear majority, forcing it to form a coalition government. American political analysts say the continuation of Sogavare's pro-China policy could lead to limits on U.S. and allied military and commercial ship movement nearby. Jessica Stone, VOA News.
In sports, the Florida Panthers are on the verge of a four-game sweep of their first-round National Hockey League playoff series after beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-3 Thursday. AP correspondent Walt Mariscano has that story.
Matthew Tkachuk, who scored the first and last goals of the game, credited his goalie Sergei Bobrovsky with much of the Panthers' success so far.
I think it's been a really close series so far in the first three games, and we've been getting some unbelievable goaltending. That's really weathered the storm for us, and probably that's been the biggest key for us this series.
Bobrovsky stopped 26 shots to earn his third win of the playoffs. Steven Lorenz got the game winner. Sam Reinhart and Brandon Montour also scored for Florida. The Lightning's Steven Stamkos, Tyler Mott, and Nick Paul scored for Tampa Bay. Walt Marzicano, Tampa.
In the National Basketball Association, Joel Embiid set a playoff career high with 50 points to lead the Philadelphia 76ers past the visiting New York Knicks 125-114 on Thursday. The victory cut the 76ers' deficit in the first-round playoff series to a 2-1 margin. Embiid's career night came despite the Cameroonian-born center suffering with the facial condition, Bell's palsy. He said after the game he has to continue to overcome a lot to make himself better.
Got to keep trusting myself, especially because, you know, the physical abilities are somewhat limited. Got to keep trusting myself, and tonight I made some, but I can't rely on those. I got to, you know, keep pushing myself to put myself in better situations to succeed.
Game 4 is Sunday in Philadelphia. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.